Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. According to reports that were presented to the council, department heads in the village of Elkton have been very busy. DPW Superintendent Lonnie Schultz reported the picket ball and basketball courts are painted and the nets are up so the courts are ready to use. There was also a discussion on what improvements could be done to increase community usage of the parks. Ambulance coordinator Tracy McDowell reported the service had run 24 runs in June with 10 billable runs and there were 10 out of service. McDowell noted the July schedule's pretty full with less out of service times, and she said she is looking for potential students for an August emergency medical technician class. McDowell noted she thinks she found one potential student, however, that person is taking classes in Sanilac County, but may be able to provide some hours to Elkton service. During the police report, Police Chief Scott Jobes reported his department handled 381 complaints so far this year, which is up slightly compared to last year's total of 378 at this time. He noted there have been a lot of traffic violations and tickets written, and he confronted a contracted company illegally tapped into a fire hydrant at Ackerman Park. According to Jones, when he went to a police chief's conference, he earned 12 continuing education points. And Tuscola County voters will head to the polls on Tuesday, August the 4th, for Michigan's primary election. Republican and Democrat voters will choose nominees for governor, U.S. Senate, Congress, state representative, county, and township officials, offices, along with precinct delegate races. Several county and local ballot proposals will also be decided. Early voting begins on Friday, July the 25th, and continues through Sunday, August the 2nd, with voting centers open daily from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Voters will cast ballots at designated early voting locations based on their township or city of residence. On primary election day, August 4th, polls will be open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m., at each voter's regular precinct polling place throughout Tuscola County. County officials remind voters that all polling locations are fully accessible and equipped with accessible voting equipment, including audio and braille ballot options, sample ballots, polling place information, and election night results are all available through the Tuscola County Clerk's Elections website. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed two bills aimed at overhauling Michigan's juvenile justice system. One new law expands the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission's responsibilities to include legal representation for low-income youth involved in juvenile court proceedings. It also requires that any decision by a young person to waive legal counsel be made in writing and on the record after being advised of the consequences. The second measure allows certain autonomous juvenile justice records to be shared with researchers, giving policymakers better data to evaluate programs and improve outcomes for young people. The legislation carries out recommendations developed by the Michigan Task Force on Juvenile Justice Reform, led by Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. State officials say Michigan has invested more than $53 million in recent years to implement reforms focused on rehabilitation, legal access, and reducing repeat involvement in the justice system. And that's been a look at your news this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, and we'll be back right after this commercial for a look at our precision weather forecast.
Man, remember Chevys from back in the day?
Yeah, back when cars had personality and you could work on without a laptop and a prayer.
Exactly. I always wanted a 1990 Corvette back then. Bad.
Oh yeah. 350 small block, wide body, real torque, 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds.
You say that like it's on your birth certificate.
Some people memorize birthdays, I memorize engines.
I just wanted to take the top off, cruise the coast, and feel important for once.
You can.
I can?
Just enter the drawing.
What drawing?
Hey guys, hate to interrupt the nostalgia, but it's time for the WLAW-WHS-WR giveaway. Shop local for your chance to win a 1990 red Corvette convertible. Gray leather interior, 5.7 liter V8, automatic transmission, independent suspension, custom alloy wheels, a digital dash, and a Delco Bose sound system that still hits.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to register.
Is this how peer pressure works? I'm gonna need a bigger garage.